Good afternoon, beautiful souls. Here's another update on the TriGLP, histamines, oxalates, what they do in the body, and how we can help that, especially with painful things like endometriosis and painful periods. So let's look at oxalates and histamines for a moment. So they can contribute to incretin resistance. So that means a resistance to be able to create in your own body GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. That's the TriGLP formula. So they can contribute to incretin resistance by damaging the gut lining, inflaming L cells, disrupting vagal signaling, and altering receptor sensitivity, all of which blunt the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP release. So how do plant toxins interfere with this? So I was arguing with someone online this morning about, she was talking about a whole food diet being the only way to heal the body. I agree, whole foods are awesome, but so are animal products. So plant toxins specifically interfere with GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP signaling in some people because there's a mechanism known as incretin physiology. So how do oxalates and histamines interfere with incretin release from your gut? So firstly, they can inflame and injure the enteroendocrine L cells. GLP-1 and GLP-2 are produced by L cells in the distal small intestine and colon. Oxalates and histamines can both irritate the gut lining, increase mast cell activation, increase local cytokines, so interleukin-6, TNF-alpha, and increase oxidative stress. So these inflamed L cells become less responsive to nutrients, reducing GLP-1 and GLP-2 secretion. So this mirrors what's seen in metabolic disease, where inflammation blunts incretin release. So they increase gut permeability, they mess with immune activation, they create receptor down regulation. So GLP-2 normally tightens the gut barrier and reduces permeability. We've all heard of gut permeability. Oxalates and histamines can both increase permeability in the gut, which exposes immune cells to food antigens and increases inflammatory signaling. It downregulates GLP-1 and GIP sensitivity, inference based on known GPCR downregulation under inflammatory load. There is so much research on this. Chronic inflammation is known to alter incretin receptor expression and responsiveness. So they also disrupt vagal signaling. So that's the incretin amplifier. So GLP-1's effect depends heavily on vagal nerve signaling to the brain. The vagus nerve has all of these little areas that lands in the rear of the skull. Histamine excess and oxalate-triggered inflammation, they both activate mast cells around the vagal fibers. They impair vagal tone. They reduce gut-brain signaling that normally boosts GLP release. And they create a functional incretin resistance even if GLP-1 is produced. The other thing they can do is alter microbiome composition. So you end up with reduced SCFAs, so your fatty acids. You have less fatty acid signaling. So SCFAs, especially butyrate, stimulate GLP-1 secretion. Oxalate and histamine-producing bacteria can reduce a butyrate-producing species, increase histamine-forming species, increase oxalate-degrading species that produce inflammatory byproducts. This shifts the microbiome away from the profile that supports healthy incretin release. What else do oxalates and histamines do? They can impair the nutrient sensing at the brush border. So incretins are released when nutrients activate receptors such as GPR40 and GPR120, they're fatty acids, SGLT1, that's glucose, taste receptors, sweet and umami. So oxalate crystals and histamine-driven inflammation damage the microvilli, reducing nutrient receptor contact. This blunts the normal nutrient incretin signal. They also increase sympathetic stress signaling. So histamine overload and oxalate pain can both activate the stress axis. So when you've got high sympathetic tone, you're suppressing your GLP-1 secretion. You're reducing vagal tone. You're increasing glucagon and worsening your metabolic signaling. This mimics the incretin resistance seen in chronic stress and PTSD. So putting it all together, oxalates and histamines don't block GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP directly. They damage the environment the incretins depend on. They create the perfect storm: inflamed L cells, leaky gut, disrupted microbiome, impaired nutrient sensing, reduced vagal tone, disruptor receptor desensitization. This is why clients with oxalate dumping, mast cell activation syndrome, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or chronic gut inflammation often have poor satiety. They feel like eating all the time. They have unstable blood sugar. They have slow gut repair and poor nutrient absorption. They have weight dysregulation and fatigue after eating. All classic signs of incretin pathway dysfunction. Hope that's been useful. Hope I didn't cause your brain to explode. There's so much going on in the whole TriGLP world. So many people getting so much good results. I'll have the link below and some notes about the show at the end in the, I'll have them in the notes. And of course, the links for the TriGLP. I just think it's amazing. It's one of these things in 30 years of being a naturopath, it's in my top five supplements. Absolutely amazing the phenomenal results people are getting. Have a great day.